The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Keith. And if you are a fan of the podcast, then you need to join me inside my manifestation club called the Inner Tribe. The Inner Tribe is located inside the Manifest It Now app, and it is where we meet every single week and do live manifestation calls. We bring in guest experts two times a month. So every other week, you get a guest expert that is helping you grow and expand your mindset and manifest your best life. You can ask them questions. We have a community of high vibe women that you can network with, and you get access to the entire app. So all of the courses, the book club, and I create custom workbooks for you, filled with journal prompts, custom subliminals, meditations, the whole nine yards. So if you like manifestation, if you like the podcast, then this is definitely for you. So I will link it in the show notes below. And it's time to invest in something that is going to help you manifest the best year ever. So get in there as soon as possible. We've got a lot of really fun things planned for the rest of this year. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, today I want to answer some questions that have come in. And by the way, if you ever have a question or you want me to record an episode on a specific topic, you can head over to Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe and let me know. So this question comes from the account Bird Song Farm. All right. So she says, Stephanie, I love listening to your podcast. I have a selfish idea for a podcast topic for you. What do you do when you've been journaling, manifesting, doing all the work, and then something rather devastating happens? I kind of lost interest in journaling and manifesting since then, as I felt like the universe was giving me the big middle finger. All right. This is so common, first of all. And I just want to start out by saying, I get that when you're in it, it's hard. It's tough. You don't understand why this seemingly horrible, devastating thing has happened. And I'm not saying that the devastating thing is okay or right or anything like that. But I do believe that things don't happen to us. They happen for us. And I know that's a very common saying, but I look at my life and all of the different times when things went wrong. And once I've moved past it, I can see, like looking back, you know, they say that you have 20/20 vision looking back. And once I look back, I can see why that bad thing happened. And even though it was really uncomfortable and I would never want to experience it again, it pushed me onto a path that I'm supposed to be on. And in my experience, what I've seen happen in my life multiple times is when I want something, so I put my goal out to the universe. And if I get scared and I have doubt and I don't want to take action towards that goal and I just sit there in that doubt, eventually the universe will step in and make me so uncomfortable in my current situation that I have no choice but to move. It's like in those uncomfortable, bad, devastating moments, you're motivated to change because where you are is so negative, it's so uncomfortable, it's so painful that your doubts and your fears all of a sudden become less painful than staying in the status quo. So the best example I can give is with my careers, both when I worked at Coke and then again when I worked in pharmaceuticals, I got to a point where I knew I didn't like it. I knew it's not what I wanted to do long term, but I stayed with it because number one, I was afraid. I was afraid to put myself out there. I was afraid to take action. I was afraid I would fail if I did something else. I was afraid I might not find something better. So that was the first part of it. The second part of it is I had all the people in my life telling me what a great opportunity I had. Why would you want to leave this job? It has a great salary. It has great benefits. It's a great company. But at the end of the day, those people weren't waking up with dread every single morning, feeling sick to their stomach. Those people weren't dealing with the mental and emotional abuse of constantly being interrogated by their boss or put down by angry customers. I was the one that had to deal with that, right? So what ended up happening is I was too afraid. Like I'm very practical. I've always been very practical my whole life. I've always been a, you know, rules follower. And I didn't want to let the people in my life down. I didn't want to let my company down, my boss down. I'm a very loyal person. So I stayed and I just kept dreaming about what if, wouldn't it be nice if I could have my own business? Wouldn't it be nice if I could work from my phone, be home with my kids? Wouldn't that be great? But I never did anything about it. And I would continue going through the same day over and over again, bitching and complaining how bad it sucked, but I was too afraid to take any action. So in both circumstances, in both jobs, what ended up happening was the universe stepped in and shook things up, right? And we went through like major reorganizations where I got a new boss and things got miserable. I mean, like way worse than before, to the point where I was like having panic attacks and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. With Coke, it started like affecting my home life, my marriage, everything. Because when you're that stressed out in your job, I mean, that stays with you. Take that home with you. And then at AstraZeneca, I was having panic attacks. I was literally going to the hospital thinking that I was having a heart attack. And both times it was miserable and I would never want to experience that again. But at some point, if you're not moving and you're just thinking about what you want to do and wishing and hoping, but you're not taking that action, the universe will step in, and that's when like shit hits the fan, things fall apart, but they fall apart so they can come back together in a better, more aligned way. And it's, you're never going to see that as you're going through it. You're not going to be able to make sense of it. You're not going to be able to understand how it's going to come back together, but that's the whole idea with faith, right? Faith isn't, I'm going to have a big dream and everything's going to come together perfectly. So of course I can believe that. No, faith is when it looks like it didn't happen. It looks like it's not going to happen. It looks like the worst case scenario happened, but you believe anyways. And so in those instances when that was happening, I held the faith and I kept believing that maybe, just maybe, this was my path to a better future, a better way, a way that feels more aligned. And I kept journaling. I kept focusing on how I wanted to feel instead of how I currently felt. I kept acting as if. And things came together in the right way. So I learned a lesson in both of those instances. The first time I said, I will never stay with a job that gets this bad. The second time, I recognized that and I realized I was on the verge of a major shift. So I asked the universe for a sign. I had such a hard time leaving pharmaceuticals because the money was so good. It was so secure. It wasn't secure. I don't know why I'm saying that. There were layoffs all the time, but the benefits and the money were a very strong pull. And I asked the universe for a sign. I said, I know I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I need to know when is the right time to leave. I need some kind of an idea because I can't just walk away with no plan, no guidance. I need to know when the right time is and I need it to be very in my face. And I ended up getting pregnant with Amelia. My oldest daughter was 10 at the time. So it was at a point in my life where I had kind of like given up and thought, I am not going to be able to have any more children. And I got pregnant finally. And I knew the moment I found out, I knew that was my sign. I knew, like, with every fiber of my being, I knew I was going to leave on maternity leave and not come back. So it's like, I didn't get that sign and him and haw over it or doubt it or wonder if that was my sign. It happened and I knew. I just knew. And that's what happens when you tune in to your intuition and you start to become acquainted with it. You learn to trust it. And I know not everyone has tapped into it enough before to yet trust it. So I want you to do that now. So to the person that asked me this question in the beginning, to anyone out there who has not yet tapped into your intuition, I want you to start doing that. And you could start doing that by asking the universe for signs, for guidance. And then what you're going to do is, instead of getting in your head about it and thinking, what's the logical, reasonable thing to do, you're going to tune into your body and how you feel. And it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. The way that I trust my intuition, it's just like, I can't explain it. I just know it feels right. And I'm sure you can think back. This would be a great journal prompt. Think back to a time in your life where something didn't make sense logically, but you just had this feeling, that gut feeling that people talk about, and you went for it and it ended up working out. It ended up being something wonderful. That was your intuition. Okay. And think about how you felt, like that visceral feeling of like just knowing, not being able to explain it, but knowing. That's what you want to tap into. And as you look at your entire life and all the times that you had that feeling and you went for it and it worked out, or all the times you had that feeling and you didn't trust it and things didn't work out or they didn't get better, that helps you build up trust in this internal GPS, right? That's in our body. It's inside us. It's giving us the answers. It's trying to figure out the how for us. I always say your job is to hold the vision. The universe's job is to do the heavy lifting and figure out the how. This is the universe connecting with you via your intuition to tell you how it's going to happen. And you're not going to see the big picture. It might just be the next step and it might not make sense. But if you have that feeling, that knowing that, hey, I really think this is the right thing to do, start playing with that. Start doing those things. Start building up that trust. And I'm at a point right now in my life where when I get that feeling, I trust it because it's happened so much in my life and it's never, ever led me astray. 100 out of 100 times, it has led me on a better path. And I absolutely trust it. And that doesn't mean it's not scary. There's projects that I'm working on now. There's things that I'm doing in my life still that scare me, that are out of my comfort zone, that are pushing me a little past my comfort point. But I know that if my intuition is guiding me, that it's the right decision, even if logically I can't make sense of it. So when it looks like the universe is giving you the middle finger, it could be that the universe is actually saving you from continuing down a path that isn't serving your highest good. And the in-between is usually uncomfortable. Sometimes it's just downright seems unfair or cruel. But that's part of life, right? I believe that we have this human experience, to feel all of the human emotions, to experience all of the things. And a lot of times the most devastating, hard things we go through in life can sometimes be big lessons, can sometimes push us onto our destined path. They're kind of like part of our soul growth, even though they freaking suck. But I would just try to look at it through the lens of, is the universe trying to push me towards something better? Was I not taking action or moving? And so now the universe is making me move, basically. That's the way I would look at it. So now isn't the time to stop journaling or stop manifesting. Now's the time to get out that journal or go for a walk outside and ask the universe why. Why is this happening? Give me a sign and let me know that there's a reason for all of this, that I'm on the right path, that something better is coming. And again, 10 out of 10 times I ask for a sign, I get it. And sometimes it doesn't happen immediately, and sometimes it's really subtle. But it works, and I figure out, I get an answer. So start playing with that. And now is not the time to lose faith. It's easy to have faith when you're excited about a goal that could potentially happen at some point in time. But that's not really faith. Faith is when it looks like the universe gave you the middle finger. It looks like everything fell apart. But you're going to continue to have faith and believe that what you want can still manifest. That's real faith. Faith in yourself. Faith in the universe, whatever you want to call it. So now is the time that you're like really being tested. And are you going to stick with it, or are you going to fold and go right back into your old ways, or ways maybe that weren't serving your highest good? Or are you going to rise up and do whatever it takes to get through this, knowing that there's something better coming, knowing that you're just in this period of alignment, aligning with the path that you want? And if you give up on your goals and you just assume that the universe is giving you the middle finger, then you're probably going to manifest more of that. But if you get back into that routine of like, this is what I want, I'm really clear on what I want, and I'm ready to take action towards it, then you're going to align towards that. But at the end of the day, like, the decision is yours. And manifesting is not a one and done. You don't just like start doing it and then things don't happen perfectly the way you envisioned right away, and so you give up. Like, imagine if you went to the gym to, you know, get this like perfect looking body, and then a month into it, you don't have that perfect looking body and you just give up. Well, then obviously, like, you're never gonna have that perfect looking body, right? You're gonna go right back to the way you looked before. Same thing with manifesting. Like, you can't just manifest and like set your goals once, and then when they don't happen, give up. Like, then you're just going to revert back to your old life. But if you keep showing up and you keep doing the things that feel good to you and thinking about what you want your life to look like versus what you think it has to look like, that's manifestation. It's consistent. It's showing up on behalf of yourself every day. And it's stepping into your higher self and having the faith to do so, even in the most difficult moments of life. So ponder that. Let me know if that helped. Hopefully that gave you a little bit of hope that there's something better coming. But I love hearing these questions and feedback from you guys. So keep it coming. And I'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.